For a while, I dealt with a lot of just not caring that I was alive anymore. I've gotten in a lot of fights since I've got back, because someone will say something and it'll just set me off, and I'll just whoop their ass. You know what I mean? I went to jail for a year when I got back for fighting, and I don't know. Since I did that, I'm a lot more, I don't know, withdrawn, I guess. Being in jail and being at war, it's the same thing to me. Because in there, I hated it. I hated everybody. And I could go whoop people's ass and not get in trouble for it. I could fight every day if I wanted to until they put me in a cell. And I'd go in there and I'd be locked up in a 6x6 little cell for a month, 2 months. They'd let me back out. And I could go right back and beat someone's ass and go right back in. It'd be miserable. I mean, I had different guys. When I went to jail for that year, I made a bunch of connections with like Mexican mafia, with people that knew where to get stuff from Mexico. And so I'd go down to Galveston, Houston, Austin, and I'd pick up 200-300 pills, or I'd go pick up a kilo of coke or whatever, and all I had to do was go pick it up, and all I had to do was take it to this guy, and they put $5,000 in my hand. My drug of choice is ecstasy, and I took white mollies all the time, just pure molly, which is pure MDMA. On X, the whole wall would turn blue. I could go somewhere and sit in a chair and listen to music, and I could literally feel the music on my body. It lasts 8 hours, anywhere from 8 to 10 hours. And it's just a steady up, 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 and then a big finish, boom. And then you just gradually come back down until there's nothing. I usually would sleep it off, or I'd take pills. I used to take Somas. You know what those are? They're like a back muscle relaxer, back spasm muscle relaxer, and they knock you out. I remember driving in my truck, rolling on 8 X pills. 8. You need one. And I was taking like 8, anywhere from 5 to 8 at a time.
Wow.
And I remember I was driving to my mom's house on drugs, and I started rolling too hard, and I got scared because I thought I was shaking. My body overheated. I was having a really bad time. I took too much. And so I took 5 muscle relaxers.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up walking inside and just overdosing on the table. I remember falling on the table. I woke up in my bed. My brother took me home. There wasn't anything he could do. Take me to the hospital. What's that going to do?
So you OD'd on your parents' dinner table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've OD'd a few times. I guess that was another way of just of the coping, because it made the world so much different. I'm from Texas. Like, the drugs down there are everywhere. That's part of the reason why I moved up to Alaska, was to get away from all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody here that does them. I don't want to know anybody that does them, because I don't want to do that anymore. And that lifestyle is hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always worried about someone, you know, shooting me or shooting at me, or I carried a gun all the time when I got back to you. I mean, I don't know. I don't miss it. I just said I'm tired of it. I was tired of that life, and I just stopped. I'm trying to quiet it down. What I'm looking for now is more or less just to find a good woman and start a family, and just try to live a completely different life than I know.
All right, so we're recording. So what's your name? So, you're actually my friend, and you're also Matt's friend.
Yes, that's... Well, we're former friends.
Right. So, you were actually there when I was originally recording him.
Yes, I was.
That was about 3 months ago.
Correct.
So, what happened the last time you saw Matt?
Okay, last time I seen him was August 8th, in the evening time. And he had given me a call saying that he wanted to hang out with me. I picked him up from a former mutual friend's house, and, he told me that he was high on meth. I stayed with him for a couple of hours and watched him and took care of him while he was having severe withdrawals. I made sure, you know, he wasn't getting really sick or anything. Before I left him, he took two energy pills, and he thought that would make him better. And at that point, I left the house. And I remember going to bed that night and crying because I was worried the next morning or something, he might have overdosed or passed. That evening, Tuesday the 9th, he invited me to go back. I went back to his house and everything, and we were going to a friend's house. I was upstairs, I was watching the friend's wife cooking and everything, and I didn't realize that he left. And me personally, I have a very anxiety part of me being by myself in other people's houses that I don't know. So I kind of got anxious. And when the wife went downstairs, I really got really anxious, almost having an anxiety attack, and I had to leave. I texted him and I told him we couldn't hang out anymore because it just scared the life out of me. And at that point, he texted me back saying, you know, Tiana, that's messed up. You know, that's not true what you just said. Because you don't want to hang out with me. We're not friends anymore. And you're part of the reason now that I'm leaving for Texas.
Do you know where he is now?
No. Our mutual friend, Justin, like, I heard that he was back on cocaine. He left for California. So, yeah, I've lost two friends, and, well, I could just wish them the best.
Life will be whatever you make it. The people you surround yourself with is going to determine whether you're safe or not safe. I try not to rely on anybody. I try to do everything myself. I'm 23, don't know what I want to do.
You feel like you got time?
Yeah, I got some time.